You made up your mind long ago to take your life. I mean, you had the idea in your mind. Is that correct?
I still am of the same mind.
Excellent. Please note that no one has forced it on you.
Of course not. Do not be stupid.
You were a member of the organization before its constitution was revamped. You admitted this.
I didn't admit it. I simply stated it as fact.
Quite. Excellent. Excellent. So you simply stated it as fact.
No. No, it's not excellent, because you're a punctilious bore. I am happy, but I want to end my life, because I don't want to be afraid of death. Because if God exists, all is his will, and from his will I cannot escape. If not, it's all my will, and the highest point of self-will is to kill myself. But there's no need to continue. I don't have to give you an account of myself and my ideas, which you don't understand anyway. The idea arose in the organization that I might be of use if I killed myself, and that when you get up to your mischief in this town, and the authorities are looking for the guilty ones, I might suddenly shoot myself and leave a letter saying I did it all, so that you might escape suspicion for another year.
For a few days, anyway. One day could make a difference.
Good. So, for that reason, they've asked me, if I would, to wait. I said I would until the organization set the day, because it makes no difference to me.
All that makes a difference to me is that you are still of the same mind.
Exactly, the same mind. When you decide, I'll carry it out. Will it be soon?
A few days. But remember, we'll devise a letter together on the same night.
The same day, if you'd like.
The same night will suffice. Will you join us this evening? It's Virginsky's name day gathering, an affront for our local meeting.
I don't feel like going.
Do me a favour. Please, come. We must impress everyone there by our number and our looks. You won't have to say anything. Just sit there, pretend you're taking notes. They'll think you're an inspector from the organisation who's appeared.
Stage tricks. You haven't got an inspector in Moscow.
Well, suppose I haven't. What difference does that make? Does it bother you? You're a member of the organization yourself.
If it means so much to you, tell them I'm the inspector. I'll sit still, but I won't pretend to take notes.
Why?
I don't want to. Peter's next port of call was Shatov. Despite the real reasons for his visit, he maintained a friendly presence. Shatov was not feeling well and had been confined to bed for a few days.
Bad luck. Are you really ill?
Not at all. I'm not ill at all. Just a bit of a headache.
Well, you'll have to get better. I've got a job for you. There'll be a party of like-minded colleagues at Virginsky's tonight, under the guise of his birthday. Nikolai and I will be there, of course. I know your current mood, and I wouldn't ordinarily drag you there, not because we think you'd spy on us, but because I wouldn't want you to feel compromised. But as things have turned out, you'll have to go. You'll meet the very people who will finally settle how you are to leave the organization, and to whom you are to hand over the printing press. We'll be discreet. Everybody there doesn't need to know what's going on. I must tell you, I have had to speak to them often in your defense. But now I believe they're on board, on condition you hand over the printing press and all of the papers, of course. Then you can do what you like.
I don't feel the need to explain myself to strangers. No one has the authority to release me from the organization.
That's not quite true. You know a great deal. You didn't have the right to simply break away. Besides, you made no clear statement about it, so you put them in an awkward position.
I stated my position clearly by letter as soon as I arrived in town.
No, it wasn't clear. I sent you the manifesto to be printed here. I meant for the copies to be secretly kept here till they were needed. You returned them with an ambiguous letter which explained nothing.
I clearly refused to print them.
Well, not clearly. You wrote that you couldn't, but you didn't explain why. I can't doesn't mean I don't want to. They believe that you simply meant to be deceptive, so that you might betray them when you got hold of something important.
Your fools may consider that I've deceived them if they like. Why should I care? What can you do to me?
Your name would be put on a blacklist, and at the first success of the revolution, you would be put to death.
Is that when you get your way and dominate the world.
Don't make fun of me. Remember, I have defended you. At any rate, I recommend you do turn up today. Isn't it better to part friends than enemies? Whatever your view, you'll have to give...